You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. 2 years ago, Richard Branson's spaceship that was meant to take tourists into space blew up on a test flight. The pilot was killed, his co-pilot badly hurt. So Richard said he wasn't giving up, and today he's unveiled the new version of that craft.
The accident happened here in Mojave. A lot of the team were watching when it happened. It was a horrendous 24 hours, but everybody picked themselves up. We've had a big hug, and everybody ever since they haven't looked back, they've looked forward.
Well, I'm joined on the line by Richard Burr, who signed up to be one of Branson's first space tourists, and also by Dr. Peter Hollingsworth, a lecturer at the Aerospace Engineering University of Manchester. Morning to you both.
Good morning.
Richard, why? Why did you want to do it?
It's something that I've always dreamt of doing as a schoolboy watching Neil Armstrong walk on the moon, and I went to Florida in 81 and saw the very first space shuttle take off.
So you're always a complete space nut, as it were.
It's a love of mine, and to be given the opportunity to actually go into space was something that I never really dreamed would be possible.
How much did the ticket cost you?
You have to buy them in dollars, and at the time when I bought mine 10 years ago, it was $200,000.
Wow.
But then, 10 years ago, I could have bought myself a really nice car, and now I'd just have a 10-year-old car.
You could have bought a very nice car for $200,000.
Yes, but, the journey I've had in the last 10 years through Virgin Galactic has been phenomenal anyway, and I don't, all the money in the world can't really buy an experience that we've had so far.
How do you mean? Because you haven't been up in space yet, have you?
No, we've had so many other experiences. 2 years ago I went to Philadelphia and did my centrifuge training.
Oh, I see. So that the 200 grand covers all of that?
No, that was an extra that you get offered. No. You get a discount. But, it was one of those experiences that you don't normally do in everyday life. You go on holiday for that.
Well, that's for sure.
Yes.
There's an awful lot of other stuff you could have done for 200 grand. But, no, I take your point. And you are really looking forward to it. Well, obviously, that's a good thing to say. You're desperately looking forward to it happening.
Yes. It's a long time coming. But if we have to wait another 2 years, I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Right. And you won't be counting all that money, because it's even more now
I think it's $250,000 now.
Wow.
And I did get a bargain because the exchange rate was so good in our favour at the time.
That's what we're looking at it. Peter Hollingsworth, what do you make of it?
Well, it's interesting. Virgin Galactic has missed all of their proffered timelines. But, they're getting there, and it may be 2 years, it may be three or four. But I think they'll have a viable product. They'll actually start taking people into space in the not-too-distant future.
But as far as you're concerned, it's more about, this isn't about technology, it's about society having changed, as it were.
Well, yeah, there's a bit of technology, but the fact of the matter is what they're doing with Spaceship Two and the like is they're doing stuff that the U.S. government did in the 1960s. So the technology hasn't advanced, but what has happened is everything else has caught up. So people like Richard, they can now afford that, where before it was just governments that could afford that kind of thing.
Well, yes, he can afford it, but what's remarkable is that so many people like Richard here, Richard Burr, not Branson, he can afford to just always prepared to afford to go off and do it.
Well, it that shows you just how much wealthier we are as a society from where we were in the 60s.
Mm. And where does it go? Both literally and metaphorically, as it were. It goes into space, but sort of only just, as it were.
Yeah, so it goes just above the what's called the von Karman line, which is just kind of a scientific definition of where space starts. And then they do a suborbital flight, and you experience weightlessness, which is what the USX-15 program did back in the 60s. This isn't an orbital spacecraft like Space Shuttle or International Space Station or anything like that.
Mm. So why haven't government done it? It'd be a way of raising a bit of cash, wouldn't it?
Well, in a sense, the Russians have done something like this. They've partnered up with a private organization and sell trips to the International Space Station. Now they're not $250,000; they're, I think, $30 or $40 million.
Right.
It just tells you how much harder it is to go into orbit than just do a suborbital flight.
Right. I'm assuming that's a bit beyond your budget, is it, Richard? The $30 million.
Yeah, that would be stretching it somewhat.
You might have to sell the house to do that.
and everybody else's.
Well, quite. When do you think, Peter, when do you think it'll be, not routine, I suppose that will be routine in our lifetimes, but, you know, fairly straightforward business?
It is, in a sense, you know, for some of the stuff, it's already fairly routine. Soyuz launches and the like are routine. But for things like Virgin Galactic or Oscar or Blue Origin...
Yeah, tourism.
In that sense, it's probably... It'll be like skydiving. It'll be routine, but it won't be everybody doing it. And that'll probably be 10 years out, is what I'm guessing.
10 years out, and we'll all be popping up into the space for the weekend.
Don't know about if it's everybody, but at least some people.
A lot of people. Thanks both very much indeed, Peter Hollingsworth at Richard Burr, and good luck, and let us know, you know, when you've got your first flight. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.